The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I think we should let everybody know that it is winter and we're headed for Christmas, and maybe we'll just ask for these shows to be aired now. And then if people go into the podcast and they find one that's about snow and cold and Christmas, so what?
Okay.
That's a great way to start our show today.
I guess so. I'll go with that.
I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And this is Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM and
WSBR in Lee 88.1.
Yeah. So it's really hard to not talk about holiday time and the fact that Thanksgiving just went by.
Yep.
And I thought of you because you're a vegetarian.
Yep.
So I wanted to know what you eat on Thanksgiving.
I had squash, and I had mashed potatoes, and I had green beans, and I had the cranberries and pies and a little bit of cheesecake.
Sounds wonderful.
It was.
Yeah, sounds all right. Everything's right.
And you?
I had turkey. Mm-hmm. And I had mashed potatoes, and I had squash. I had sweet potato pie. I had creamed onions. I had green beans. I had rolls. I had stuffing.
Oh, see, I couldn't eat the stuffing, and I wanted to.
Because it was inside the bird?
No, she put it with chicken juice.
She did?
Yeah.
What if she didn't tell you?
I probably would have eaten it.
And you wouldn't have known?
I don't know if I would have or not, but I would have tried it.
Oh, yeah. You know, if it had been me and you were coming to my house, I would have made separate stuffing with vegetable broth.
All right, next
so
year
you
I'm
could
coming.
Have it. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite. Oh, so I made all the stuff, and the one thing I didn't make was I did not make the mashed potatoes. I bought Bob Evans mashed potatoes that are in the case in the supermarket. They're not frozen. I've never bought them before. But I just was trying to cut some of the time, you know?
Right, right.
So we're all sitting.
I sat and watched her do it.
Yes. So we're all sitting around the table, my kids, my grandkids, my husband, and we're eating. And my daughter says, these mashed potatoes are delicious. Mom, did you make these? And I sat there thinking, out of all the things on the table,
The one thing
I didn't make.
But so, you kind of did.
No, I heated it up. Uh-uh. So I showed her. Oh, she said, they're so creamy. I said, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And left it at that.
Oh, gosh.
Did you admit that they were?
No, I showed her the package. Yeah. So, and then I've told you this before. When everyone is gone, I get all the little snap-lid glass containers,
uh-huh.
And I make little meals in each container, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some of this, some of that, all, and I freeze them. And I probably got 6 or 7 of those.
Snacks.
And I want one right now.
Yeah.
10 o'clock at night. Mark's asleep, put on a Christmas movie, pull out one of those dinners, zap it in the microwave.
No problem.
Oh, so good. Yummy. So anyway, Christmas is coming. We have a storm coming up. If it's summer right now, sorry, you clicked on the wrong podcast. It's just the way I feel today.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
And what's your quote?
My quote is, keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. That was Teddy Roosevelt. It's just not like a wowzer.
It's not a wowzer, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. If you interpret it in a way
but
where
it
it's not
your
literal.
Eyes after a while, you know.
It's, you don't want
to
take it literal.
You'd never be able to take your pants off.
That's true. That's true. They do make Velcro pants and shirts where they Velcro down the sides.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I have true or false.
Okay.
And I have two are true and one is false. And I'm not hearing myself the right way, so I'm going to turn it up just a little bit.
I hear you fine.
Okay.
Okay.
There I is.
All right.
The sky is blue because it reflects the ocean. That's number one. Number two, elephants are the largest land animals on Earth. And number three, frogs have teeth.
Ooh. Oh. I'm sure of one. The other two. So one is false, two are false,
one is true? One is false, two are true.
Two are true. All right. We will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show.
Mm-hmm.
And onward we go. What do you have to share today?
I have facts. Really, not fun facts, just facts, and we're going to have to work around them.
I have fun facts.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I'll bet you have the same facts I do.
Oh, wouldn't that be, it wouldn't surprise me.
No.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, let's segue on. What
All
about
right.
that?
Okay, yeah. You go do a fact, and then I'll do a fun fact, and we'll see what happens.
All right, my
and
fun
I'll be
facts.
In Jersey before thee. Isn't that an Irish...
Scottish. What is a totally strange Jeopardy question about geography? Not only have archaeologists found more pyramids in Sudan than Egypt, but the numbers aren't even close. Somewhere around 100 pyramids have been discovered in Egypt. Some sources put the number at 118. The number of those found in the Sudan? 255, more than double.
I
don't know what to say about that. No. Isn't that something? Why does Egypt get all of the credit?
Maybe the other ones were built later. Maybe they made new pyramids that don't apply to the historic pyramids. Maybe they have
it doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
I want a fun fact.
I want to see a pyramid. I would love to see one. All right. A cloud weighs around 1 million tons.
Good God.
A cloud typically has, this isn't really a fun fact.
That's kind of...
A cloud typically has a volume of around around 1 million tons and a density of around 1.003 kilograms per... What's an M3? M to the third power. Come on. You're taxing my brain right now. So it's heavy.
So you can walk on clouds.
No, you'll fall through. It's the water. It's the density
so
of the...
So it's holding up the water. There's got to be ice under it.
I don't know.
To weigh that much.
I don't know. I've flown through clouds and never hit any ice. I mean, I haven't flown through. I've been in a seat.
I understand.
Yeah, never hit any ice. Isn't it amazing?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
million
one
tons.
Heavy cloud.
And I think this is from the UK because it's... What did you say?
I said, that's one heavy cloud.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this says T-O-N-N-E-S. Is that tones? Is that from the UK?
For tons? Yeah. Could be.
All right. Maybe I'll get
a
fun one here.
Maybe a tone is a weight.
Maybe. Hmm. Tones? Okay.
Your circulatory system. How wide is it? How long?
My circulatory system... think it can go, can it go around the world? Can it go like all the way to California and back?
60,000 miles.
Is that California and back?
That's around the Earth 2.5 times.
Oh.
Per person.
Oh, crazy. When you go to that exhibit, we've talked about the bodies exhibit.
Oh, my gosh.
And you see the circulatory system inside.
Yes.
It's insane.
And it must be so small you can barely see
it. It's real small, but it's really tangled. It's really dense and tangled.
So that's when it hurts, when you get punched in the stomach.
Yes. How often does that happen to you, my dear?
Not lately.
Have you ever been punched in the stomach?
Sure.
What?
Yeah, when you're growing up and you're kids and you're fighting.
I never got punched in the stomach.
It hurts.
I bet. No, I don't think any of my friends ever hit me or punched me.
Well,
no.
Haven't you got irate friends?
Never punched me.
Huh.
And I slapped a boy one time in the face.
Because he tried to kiss you?
Yep.
Ah.
You know what? I have to correct myself. I turned around and he kicked me right in the butt.
Well, as long as it was the butt.
And I said, I'm going to tell your mother on you. I'd say his name, but people would know who it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
he's grown up and learned his lesson.
Yeah, it all turned out fine. everybody healed.
Okay.
Identical twins. Do you think identical twins have the same fingerprints?
I think they would have different ones.
You're right. They don't have the same fingerprints. You can't blame your crimes on your twin.
So if they were identical twins, would they have?
They are. It says identical twins do not have the same fingerprints. Every person has different fingerprints. Every person. It says it has to do with the umbilical cord length, which I don't understand, the position of the child in the womb, and the rate of the growth of the fingers.
Now, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Where the child is in the womb.
Yeah, if you're squished.
Aww.
But your fingerprints aren't squished, they're circular. You know? Isn't it crazy that
squish.
Every single... That's because we're old. Every person that's ever existed has a different fingerprint.
Can you imagine how many that is?
That's zillions. Is it quadrillion? What's bigger?
Well, maybe somebody dies and then somebody else is born and they have the same print.
You think?
I don't know.
I don't know. That would be something that you could investigate if you choose to, if you have nothing to do on a Saturday afternoon. You let me know how that works out, okay? Because I'll be doing something fun.
Do you know that there are parts of Africa in all four hemispheres?
I think I did know that.
Yeah. I didn't realize it. I mean, until I looked at
Think of the size.
Yeah. It may be surprising to find out exactly how huge the continent is. It spans all four hemispheres and covers nearly 12 million square miles.
Yeah. That's why if you meet someone from Africa and you say to them, oh, I have a cousin that lives in Africa. Do you know, Andy Smith?
All you guys say now is northeast, west, or south.
And then it's still big. Yeah. So before we continue, we do want to do the assessment of the Kleenex boxes.
Ah.
And because I'm sitting where I'm sitting, I can see them. So let's count. We've got 3, we've got 6, we've got 7, we've got 8, we've got 9.
Okay.
And I think that's down from 11, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the most that we've ever had?
I think we've 11? Had the most.
Yeah.
And ding, 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 we had said on a previous show that the nickel that's always on the desk over here where I sit was gone.
But it's not where you sit.
It's right there. It's back.
Oh, he put it down there.
Yeah, he found it on top of another. Oh, I see. He found it on top of a cabinet that we have equipment in.
Yep.
So I think what happened was someone took it off the table where I sit, thought they would steal it, and then what happened was their conscience said,
for a nickel.
Don't do it. Don't do it. And they put it down, but they put it in the wrong place.
I would take the nickel and put a different nickel down so I could just say I did it.
Oh. So we did briefly talk about nickels disappearing and not just and now back, and how the penny is disappearing.
I didn't know there was a penny.
The penny in the world is disappearing. They minted the last penny.
What are we going to do with the pennies we have?
Well, that was actually something I was going to talk about today.
Go ahead.
I don't have it.
Oh.
I changed my mind because it was really long and I couldn't pick out enough quick things to say about it.
Can we still spend them?
I think you can. I don't know if we're going to wait until they just run out, or I don't know how that happens because they're always out there, or until places begin to not accept them any longer.
There's a gazillion pennies.
Yeah. And then the part of this article that I was reading this morning talked about what do you do if you have a valuable penny, a wheat penny or something?
Ooh.
That what will happen to those?
Yeah.
I
they
don't,
were worth something.
Yeah. So maybe we'll share that next time.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got all the pennies in your penny jar. You know, you've got people have those huge, sometimes you can't even move the jar. There's so many pennies in it. What are you going
to
do?
I prefer to wrap up the bigger ones, like the quarters.
Oh, yeah. So no more penny.
That's
so we're
kind
an
of a
end of.
So why? Why?
I think that the point was that they cost too much to make. And they're
not worth a penny?
They're not worth it. But then I read or heard that it costs more to make a nickel.
No, they can't do away with nickels.
And that the nickel is actually costing us more than we're getting out of the nickel.
So what if you buy something that's $49.99?
Put it on your card. You put it on your card, you're not going to get the penny maybe someday.
Holy cow.
Or maybe they won't do the 99 thing anymore.
Oh, that would be good, because that's just a trick anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So, just think. Hundreds of years from now, nobody will know. Kids won't know.
What is a penny?
About the penny.
Well, do you know what a halfpenny is?
No.
Well, that's an English coin. I don't know if it's still in circulation, though.
You have some?
No.
Oh.
But I've seen one.
So do people begin, do you hoard your pennies? Do you save your pennies for the fourth generation from now so they'll have a bunch of them? It's like when the $2 bill came out. They disappeared because everybody kept the $2 bills.
Yeah, nobody spent
them. Nobody
spent them. I think I still have mine.
Yeah, I have a couple from my dad. I have a couple. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it. Just save it.
Not those Sacagawea pins are gone, too. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah. That was actually not a very good idea. Because it was almost the same size as a quarter.
It was close.
And it got very confusing. Do you say quarter or quarter?
I don't say quarter. I say quarter.
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 Do you have a quarter? Quarter. Do you have a
quarter? Quarter.
Quarter. Quarter. All right. Now that we've got all that off our chest.
Your eye can see a million different colors.
Are there
a million?
Are there a million?
According to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, you can distinguish about 10 million colors. Back part of your eye senses light and sends signal to your brain, but some people have a rare condition called tetrachromacy, having an extra eye cone that enables them to see hundreds of millions of colors. Now, I can't imagine seeing more than the primary colors.
I wonder if that includes red, a lighter red, an orange red, a lighter orange red, a darker orange red. Yeah, different shades, different...
It must be. Have you ever taken one of those tests online where they give you these blocks and they're all different colors?
Yes.
I fail that miserably.
Do you?
Yeah.
You can't see the image?
No, it's not an image. It's they show you different colored blocks, and you're supposed to be able to find... They're blocks. They're like 50 different blocks, 50 different colors.
And you have to find a specific color?
Yep.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, it's hard.
Because they're so close.
Yeah.
And if you fail, they tell you which one it is, right?
They don't
leave you hanging so that you don't know.
Right now, I don't know.
Yeah. Millions of colors. That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Just think of somebody who was colorblind and all of a sudden could see a
million
colors.
I know.
I think it would rack the brain.
Really?
Yeah.
You wonder if they just have to close their eyes and just do it just gently. You know, little open, little close, little open, little close. Yeah. All right. Earlobes.
Well, we've gone through the eyes. Now there's the earlobes.
Yep, we're at the earlobes. They have no biological purpose.
What?
Nope. But they have a lot of nerve endings. It says they're rich in nerve endings and may play a role in social bonding.
Ears lobe.
Many scientists argue that earlobes don't have any true biological purpose.
Hold on, where the hey would I be able to hang the earring?
I know.
Not on my nose.
And some people, like I have really big earlobes. Oops. Some people have earlobes that are attached to their head so much that they don't even look like there's a lobe there. But it's real cute. It's like a little earlobe stuck to your head.
Like I guess I'm in the middle.
You are?
Yeah.
The problem with bigger earlobes is when you get older, you can't wear heavy earrings.
Oh, I know that. I know that for sure, because they're down to your shoulders.
So they have no biological purpose. I'm going to have to ask God that when I get to heaven. Are there earlobes? And he may look at me and say, I don't know. I had a creative day. I just decided.
Ask him why there's an appendix.
And why there's an appendix.
Yeah.
What was the purpose for the appendix?
And even your little pinky.
Wouldn't it be so funny if he said, I wanted the surgeons to have some practice, so I made the appendix.
Ooh.
Or I wanted people to know that'll be all right. Just take that little sucker out. I think they can suck it out now with the straw.
I think
they can go in
your
there.
Your ear?
No, not your ear, your appendix.
Oh. Couldn't figure out where you were going with that. Suck it out of your ear.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. What you got?
Your brain is constantly eating itself.
What?
I don't know. This is called phagocytosis. Begins with a P. It's phago.
Is it pH?
It's pH.
Yeah.
So it's phago.
Okay.
Cytosis, where cells develop and consume smaller cells or molecules to remove them from the system. And then it says in big letters, don't worry.
Good.
Phago or phagocytosis isn't harmful, but actually helps preserve your gray matter.
But it eats.
It must eat things that aren't necessary and then...
Things that kind of climb their way up the stairs and say, hey, I'm in the brain. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm going to underline, don't worry.
Jeez.
Let me find my highlighter.
Brain eating. Gosh.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right. You may think Disney was the very first animated feature film ever made, and you'd be wrong. There was one made in Argentina in about 20 years earlier than Disney's first one, which was in 1937. It was a full-length animated feature film, 70-minute political satire, made up of 58,000 drawings, according to the Guinness World Records. So Disney was not the first.
It was in Argentina?
In Argentina.
Was it Disney in Argentina, or was it just first?
It was a political satire.
Political satire, and it was a cartoon?
Well, they were made of drawings.
Drawings. That's an amazing process to make those drawings.
Yep.
Because every drawing has to
have 30 cells.
In the movement, like if the arm goes up, it has to have every single piece of that movement on a different, what do they call them, the cells? They were called cells?
Cells.
I knew somebody that made cells for Disney, and it was amazing how they had to do that.
How boring.
Who invented it? So cool.
No, I'm glad they're able to do it differently now.
Oh, yeah, it's all different now. All right.
What?
It's a dead air.
It's not my turn.
Oh, I got a cut on my finger. Okay. Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people, do you think?
Because of their height?
Well, first of all, it's true.
Yeah.
And it says there are only 5 well-documented fatal lightning strikes on giraffes between 1996 and 2010. But due to the population of the species being just 140,000 during this time, ooh, it makes for about 0.003 lightning deaths per 1,000 giraffes each year.
Ooh.
30 times more than the equivalent fatality rate for a human being.
And lots of times they don't die. They just get a burn.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I know somebody that got hit by lightning twice. And he's still around.
What was he doing?
He was just outside.
And got hit.
And got hit.
And went down.
Yeah.
And obviously got back up.
Eventually, well, after they picked him up.
And probably brought him to the hospital.
Yep.
In an ambulance.
Yep.
Ambulance. I've been watching too much of Andy Griffith.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, giraffes, poor little guys. Okay.
Now, which country do you think has the most islands?
Which country? Oh, where did I hear this recently? Oh, I know this. Which country has the most islands? I don't know.
Philippines.
Oh.
7,641 islands.
All habitable?
All inhabitable.
What?
It's an archipelago, which means it's made up of a group of islands. So Philippine is, I guess, another name for island.
Oh, is that right?
That figure does not include the thousands of sandbars and other landforms that emerge during tide, low tide.
That'd be something to see.
Can you imagine? You have all these islands, and all of a sudden you have all this land, and then it goes away.
And it goes away. So if you're going to walk on the sandbars, you better hurry. Hurry. Time it right. Hurry. Hurry, hurry.
Okay.
Time for a break.
Whoops.
Is it time for a break?
It is time for a break, but I have to get the right one on.
All right. So we'll play music.
No, we won't.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Do you have interest in amateur radio?
Are you a ham who's been inactive for a while?
We have the show for you.
Just tune in on Ham on Wednesdays.
We have guests, trivia, all the ham radio news you need, and a few surprises.
Join us live on Wednesday mornings on Ham On.
9 a.m. on WTBR-FM. Join me and Jessica for the hammiest hour on radio.
Ham On.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
That was beautiful. So we had our annual telethon, radiothon.
We did.
Which was so much fun, and we want to thank all of our listeners for donating. It really helps to keep all of this going.
And that's one of the reasons you're stuck with us.
Yes. You're stuck with stuff.
Yeah.
That could be stuck with stuff. That could be a song.
That could be something we could use on the radio. Let's see. How can we use We're going to get something out of that.
Stuck with stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm thinking of a song, a Huey Lewis song. It's in my head, and it kind of stuck.
I'm thinking stuck more of like an
you.
App.
Stuck to be you, something, da-da-da. Huey.
Anyway, now we got something else.
Yes, we do.
What you got?
You have to do your true and false.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
Number one.
Mm.
The sky is blue because it reflects the ocean. Number two, elephants are the largest land animals on Earth. And number three, frogs have teeth.
All right. We will give you the answer at the end of the show.
Yep.
I have some old slang phrases.
Okay.
That we should bring back. Okay. Fascinating old slang terms that are overdue for a comeback. This is what this person thinks. This is mentalfloss.com.
Okay.
Whoever put this in. Ever hear anyone say, oh my gosh, you're just such a wet sock? Ever hear the phrase wet sock?
No.
You're such a wet sock. He's a wet sock.
That's not very complimentary.
Well, it means a limp handshake.
That's not where I was going.
I know you. Or in Australia, it's a dull person.
I think I like that better.
You're a wet sock. And here's another one. Happy cabbage.
Nope.
Happy cabbage. I've never heard that. I've never used that. I don't know where it's from. It says happy cabbage. Oh, is a sizable amount of money to be spent on self-satisfying things. So I have heard money referred to as cabbage.
Well, then I have a hot cabbage because I just got myself my own Christmas present.
Oh, good for you. Do you want to share what it is?
It's a 12-inch foam mattress.
I thought you were going to say, you got a 12 inches isn't very big, though, TV. I thought you were getting a big, giant TV. But
it's all foam.
It's a foam mattress? What size is it? Well, 12-inch.
It's a queen.
It's 12-inch thick. It's a queen?
Yeah.
You're going to go on a queen?
I already am, and I don't like it.
Oh, you have a queen.
But it's a hard kind of thing.
Yeah. Did you receive it?
Not yet. Friday.
Oh.
I can't wait.
I'll bet. Oh.
My sister had one, and I slept on hers, and it was like,
Really?
This is heaven.
Now, does it go on top of the bed that you have now?
It doesn't go on your, it goes on the box.
On the box spring. You take,
yeah.
So whatever you have now goes away.
Goes away.
But you could put it on top and then sleep like a queen up high.
Unless you've got bunk beds like mine.
You have queen bunk beds?
No, I have a queen bunk bed on the bottom and a
twin?
Twin on the top.
It's a trundle bed?
No.
I've never seen a bunk bed like that.
It's
I get it. I always wanted to have things be because it just seems like it'd be all well in the world if everything was
The bottom one is big and the top one is smaller. That's all.
How do you get up to the top one?
Ladder.
Oh, my gosh. That's great for a kid. Well, when you think
it was good for me, too, for a while.
Yeah, I get that. But what a great idea for the kid to have a queen size bed instead of a little thin bed. And then when their friends sleep over or something, they can sleep up or. Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is if I'm strong enough to bring it inside and put it together.
Yeah, it's probably going to be rolled, right?
I think so. It's in a package.
It's just the topper.
It's not gonna open. Well, it's got layers, but it's a 12-inch. So
okay.
Put a roller behind a ruler between your hands, and that's how big it is.
How thick it is.
Yep. With foam. Nothing but foam.
I'm excited for you. You'll have to let us know how that works out.
Okay.
All right. I don't even remember whose turn it is. I think it's yours.
Okay.
Not that we care, right?
Not that we care.
No.
No.
No. You sure it wasn't my turn?
Now that we care. In school, we were taught that about 71% of the planet's surface is covered in water. While that's true, just 0.007% of that water is usable for people.
Oh, gosh.
That's because only about 2.5% of Earth's water is fresh water.
Mm.
And only a little more than 1% of that is accessible. Made up of the rest is made of glaciers, polar ice caps, and snowfields. So with all of the water that you see...
Can't use it.
You can't use it.
Can't use it. And it's getting worse because of pollution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pangwaggle.
Say that again.
Pangwaggle.
Pangwaggle?
Yeah. Did you ever see that? Pangwaggle.
P-A-I-N?
P-A-N-G.
Tang.
Pang.
Waggle.
Wack.
No.
Okay.
No. Is that like the neck that kind of was?
Oh, that sounds like it could be. Yeah, it could be that. Let's see. Pang, P-A-N-G. Wangle.
Wangle.
Pang wangle.
Say that five times fast.
Pang wangle is to live or go along cheerfully. In spite of minor misfortunes, you just pangwangle.
I wonder how old that is.
Sounds so Scottish, doesn't it? Pangwangle. Just go to little loo.
That's Scottish?
I don't know.
I think Irish turned upside down.
Just, you see, like a jolly old, like Santa Claus, pangwangle.
Okay.
Just jolly, just moving right along.
All right.
Okay.
People once ate arsenic to improve their skin.
Really? Really?
Victorians' favorite cosmetics were riddled with arsenic, but it gets worse. There are products on the market in the late 19th century, like Dr. James P. Campbell's Safe Arsenic Complexion Wafers that were meant to be eaten.
Oh.
They claim to get rid of freckles, blackheads, and other facial disfigurements.
I wonder if it worked. I wonder if anybody did it or got sick.
I don't think it's quite on the market anymore.
I wonder why.
I hope not.
I wonder why.
Jeez.
They made their money and they ran because they were being run after. Did you ever hear the phrase, the butter and egg man?
I think it sounds vaguely familiar.
The Butter and Egg Man. The Butter and Egg Man's coming tomorrow.
Did
you have a butter
and egg delivery, and I had a bread delivery truck come to my house.
Well, this is Butter and Egg. And it says, a Butter and Egg Man has nothing to do with breakfast preferences.
Well, then he can't come to my house.
The term, according to Green's Dictionary, I have never heard of Green's Dictionary.
Nope.
Oh, because it's the Green's Dictionary of Slang.
Okay.
Refers to a wealthy but unsophisticated small-town businessman who acts like a playboy when he visits the big city. He's the Butter and Egg Man coming to the city. He's the country bumpkin coming to the big city. He's
now
got
that
money.
That can get so, so blue.
Why?
When I'm thinking of butter and eggs.
Yes.
Where they're done. No. No, I'm not going to go anywhere further with that. Okay. I'm done.
So speaking of eggs, I was making something for Thanksgiving, and I needed the eggs that were in the refrigerator, and I only had the amount of eggs I needed in the refrigerator.
Yep.
And this is where I know your brain can do stuff to your body. I see that there's, I think, 3 eggs. I go, all right, okay, well, I certainly wouldn't drop one.
That's
exactly what I said. I've got only 3 eggs. I need 3 eggs, but I wouldn't drop one. And what happened? I dropped one.
Didn't.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
You should have heard the conversation I had with myself.
Did you pick it up and you put it in the pot?
No. But we've talked about how to pick up an egg off the floor.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I totally forgot what that was. I stood there and I thought, we share all these tips. And we had this great tip about getting the egg off the floor in one piece.
Put salt all over
it. Was it salt?
Or sugar.
Or flour.
No, I don't think it was flour. That would make it good.
Yeah. So I just vacuumed it up with my vacuum cleaner.
I'll have to look back and see if I can find it.
I'm wondering who caught that. You didn't catch that.
I didn't catch what?
I vacuumed the egg up with my vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Isn't that what we do? Would you?
I would probably use paper towels for a year.
Yeah, that's what I did. It took a lot to get them off. It was just, you know, everybody knows they've dropped an egg. And then I didn't have enough eggs.
So you couldn't make it.
Well, Mark went to the store for me. Yeah, it's all good. All right.
McDonald's once made bubblegum flavored broccoli.
I remember this.
You do?
Not getting it. I remember this, hearing this.
Oh.
And I forgot why.
The attempt to get kids to eat healthier.
Oh, yes.
But the kids were confused by the taste, and they didn't like it.
Yeah, good for them.
I mean, bubblegum is fun, but the broccoli?
Yeah. No. I wonder how long that lasted.
Not very long.
No, I wouldn't think so. So have you ever heard of the phrase pine overcoat?
No.
Well, it sounds innocent enough, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
It's a coffin.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a coffin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that there's really a Johnny Appleseed? There's a real...
Alive and well?
His name was John Chapman. No, he's gone now. But everybody says that it was like a myth or something, the Johnny Appleseed with the trees, but it wasn't. And he wasn't planting them for people. He's planting them for animals.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh.
They made it into hard apple cider. He didn't expect his fruits to be eaten whole.
Oh.
Yep.
Is he the first person that ever decided to eat the fruit? No, that can't be.
No, I think he realized that there were different types of apple that you could eat and some that you shouldn't, or that the cows like better.
Like better. The ones with the wormholes. Like, give those to the cows. Pink Lady is one of my favorite apples.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, it's really good.
Are they like the...
It's snappy and tart.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I like snappy and tart. Whatever. I'm trying to look at some of these that I've heard before, and I've never heard so many of these. I've never heard these out. So this one says a pretzel bender.
A pretzel bender.
Here's a multi-purpose bit of slang according to the 1967 Dictionary of American Slang. A pretzel bender can mean a peculiar person playing off the French horn, a player of the French horn, a wrestler, or a heavy drinker. Those are totally different from one another.
Yeah.
So a pretzel bender can be a peculiar person, or a French horn player, or a wrestler, or a heavy drinker.
Well, they're particular people.
Yeah, they're peculiar people.
Peculiar, particular.
But they're all so different from one another.
That is really
strange.
So
if you say pretzel bender, you don't really know if somebody's complimenting you because you can play the French horn or if you're drunk.
And the guy walks in and he's about 300 pounds. No, I don't think so.
300-pound wrestler drinking. Yeah, weird.
This is something I like. I would like to see how it happens. It says, thanks to 3D printing, NASA can basically email tools to astronauts.
Oh, gosh.
Getting new equipment to the space station used to take months or years, but the new technology means the tools are ready within hours.
They must use a...
3D printing.
3D printer.
Yep.
And make the tools with the 3D printer. Wow. That's really...
That was such a big phase for a while, 3D printing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it still?
I don't know. My grandson had a 3D printer, and he was making 3D things, and then...
I just like the idea.
He got rid of it. I imagine there... Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
I think there's a company that makes houses on a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah. I believe you're right.
We may have talked about that.
I think we did.
Yeah. And the only 3D printer I've ever seen is a small one. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they got to make little tiny pieces and put them all together for the house. But I think they have, like, giant 3D printers that will make a house. Look that up, everybody, and you can see.
Yay!
I'm looking for some more. There's really, really strange things here, like off the cob.
I've heard that.
Okay, off the cob. It's a slang term for corny.
That I didn't know.
This piece of beatnik slang means corny. Oh, so it was a beatnik. Remember beatniks? That was probably before our time. Or during our time, we just weren't beatniks. You were off the cob if you were a beatnik. Interesting.
Okay.
Never heard that before.
I was thinking it was something like off the top of your head.
Yeah. There are so many that I haven't heard. This has got to be from another country. This one says 70, 71, and 79, carrying tackle, being on a left-handed honeymoon, or groping in a particular river. Who the heck would say all that?
Not me.
So you know what it means? That's one sentence right there.
Say it again.
Carrying tackle, being on a left-handed honeymoon, groping in a particular river.
Doesn't make any sense in my mind at all.
Well, here it is. If you were caught cheating on your significant other a century ago, you could be accused of carrying tackle, being on a left-handed honeymoon, or in Shakespeare's time, groping for trout in a peculiar river. That meant you were cheating.
Okay. Yeah, a peculiar river.
Well, yeah, I guess so. It all sounds bad.
There wasn't any trout in the river. There was only bass, but he thought it was a peculiar enough river. So he'd try up for the trout.
Yeah, he was fishing. Yeah, he was on a left-handed honeymoon, that guy.
Fishing. He was fishing.
He was fishing.
That's very apt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you know T.S. Eliot, you know who T.S.
Yes.
Eliot is, wore green makeup?
On his face?
Even his fellow writers commented on the poet's strange appearance. No one is sure why Eliot dusted his face with green powder, though some guess he was just trying to look more interesting.
Hmm.
T.S. Eliot, he was a weird one. He was peculiar.
So was Salvador Dali.
You'd have to be.
He was very strange. If you ever want to go to the Salvador Dali Museum, it's in Florida. It's in, I think it's in St. Petersburg, the new one. Get a tour guide.
Okay.
Get the tour guide.
All right.
I don't know if you pay any more for the tour guide, but it's really helpful.
Okay.
You learn a lot of insight because the tour guides there really, really like Salvador Dali and all his art. And the history of his life and his wife and his weirdness. It's really interesting to hear what a wacky guy he was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your last one?
My last one is, wow, these are so, on the hoof?
On the hook.
Hoof. H-O-O-F.
Walking.
On the hoof. It's any kind of meat served rare.
Hmm.
So in mentalfloss.com, they're saying we need to bring these back.
No, we don't.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
Not today.
No. Okay. The sky is blue because it reflects the ocean.
Yes.
Elephants are the largest land animals on Earth. Frogs have teeth. You think the sky is blue because it reflects the ocean.
That's true. And there's another true, right?
Yes.
So the other true is frogs have no teeth or they have teeth?
Have teeth.
That's false.
Okay.
So I think that...
Well, you actually were wrong on both counts.
No! No!
Yeah, apparently. The sky is blue because it's due to the scattering of sunlight by the atmosphere.
No.
Some species of frogs have tiny teeth on their upper jaws.
No.
But male elephants can weigh up to 6 tons.
And they are the biggest.
They are the biggest.
No. I've never been bit by a frog.
Maybe they got the wrong kind of species.
Oh, you know what? I think when you talked about the sky thing, in my mind, I was flipped because I think the water in the lakes, et cetera, look blue
because of the sky. Oh.
Can we have a do-over?
We're going to have to look that up. That's interesting.
Because if you notice when it's overcast, the lake, like if you're driving by Pontusic Lake, it's dull. But on a beautiful sunny day with the sky blue, the water's blue, beautiful.
Sometimes it's green, sometimes it's brown.
Yes. It's because of the sky.
It's the sky.
All right. We'll talk to you all again and talk probably more about the fact that it is December.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.